First of all, we're not winning faceoffs. That's one. Our break-in's been okay. We got a lot of dynamic guys that got to make plays. Guys got to step up. You know, we got too many guys that I think aren't going near their A-game right now. We need more guys on their A-game.
I'm staring at a really good Minnesota team. I'm staring at a team that has a lot of talented football players. They're very well coached. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Zim. I think he does an unbelievable job up there. And I think that team is on fire right now.
I did think Zach stopped making pitches at the same, you know, the same way that he was making pitches leading into that inning. And then, you know, as we know in this ballpark, when the inning starts to grow and build and the momentum starts to swing in their favor, really just a fresh arm with some power behind it.
All right, I didn't see it. I'm going to Blashill, Patricia. Was that A.J. Hinch?
Bingo. You looked. Come on now.
No, really, I didn't. Like, if you can't tell, if you can't tell Blashill and Patricia, shame on you.
Well, Blashill could also be Mike Babcock.
He could be. Can I say again for the record, and I don't know, like right now, how many people do you think are listening? Four? Five? How many people are listening right now?
Yeah, maybe five.
Five people. All right. Now, out of those five people, how many of them are hockey fans?
Two? I mean, what's a fan? I mean, everyone's like a hockey. If you don't like watching hockey, you've got a problem. But there's a difference between like a diehard.
I'm that meme right now where Leo's just clapping his hands. Is that from Wall Street? I'm that meme right now. When you said that,
Definitely not from Wall Street.
You know where he's clapping his hands?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, Wolf
not
of Wall Street.
Street
not
with,
Wall Street
with Michael Douglas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street. My apologies. Isn't that where that's from, where he's just kind of clapping his hands after that speech comes down? That's where I'm at right now. But back to the point at hand. So there are two hockey fans listening. When I say hockey fan, I mean the guy that, look, I'm going to watch a hockey game if the game's on. Right? That's what I'm talking about. So it's, we haven't time synced yet. We're guessing at 6:03. You don't officially know the time until we time sync. How many of those two, like, were able to stay up and watch the hockey game? I can't stand it. You know what I do? I save it. I'll watch it when I get home this morning. Do you guys do that a lot? I do that more often than you could. And listen, it's not like I'm sitting there with a notepad or anything. I don't want you to misconstrue. I'm doing other things around the house, but I just kind of have the game on. Does that?
No, that's fair.
I love doing that.
I'm more of like a YouTube highlights in the morning.
Okay.
Because they do that. Every game has highlights now. It's pretty great on YouTube. So
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
When did that start?
I don't know. A couple years ago.
Even NFL games, they do condensed 60-minute. YouTube videos.
Really?
Yeah, so you can watch a whole game in an hour.
See, I love that. I love when BTN does that. The what's it called? The to go? BTN to go? Isn't that what it is, where they condense it into about an hour?
BTN 60.
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Boy, that wouldn't make sense or anything, right? Condensing a game to 60 minutes to call it BTN 60? Whatever it is. I enjoy that when they condense the game like that. But this is what stinks with our schedule being what it is. You just can't stay up and watch it. You got a West Coast game like that. I mean, you know, unless it's the playoff. If it's a playoff, all bets are off. I mean, it's just,
yeah. Or like, I mean, like we had to stay up and watch the Monday Night Football game.
Of course.
You know, I'm not saying that the Red Wings aren't as important, but they play 82.
One of 16. Well, and I'll vouch for both of you, because I was getting texts from both of you at like 12:15, and I was like, holy crap, they got to be to work in like 5 hours. And then I was like, well, maybe I should be to work in 5 hours. But I was on the air for another hour and a half, whereas I'm guessing you were in bed shortly thereafter? Just a guess?
No, we were just sitting in a studio alone.
Wings lose last night 5-1. Can you play... Can you play that comment again from Blashill? Can you play that comment again from Blashill? Just for, sorry to put you on the spot like that, but I thought, number one, you could hear it in his voice, the tone of his voice, and number two, he's not lying.
First of all, we're not winning faceoffs. That's one. Our break-in's been okay. We got a lot of dynamic guys that got to make plays. Guys got to step up. You know, we got too many guys that I think aren't going near their A game right now. We need more guys on their A game.
Now, again, I did not see the whole game. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I saw the whole game. All right, I saw part of it, and then it was nighty night time. All right. But my goodness gracious, he's right about one thing. There are guys that just, I don't know how to say it. They almost look like passengers at times. They really do. They look like passengers at times. And this is part of the reason why. And in fairness to a lot of people out there, I mean, you're always going to have the slaps out there that every year their team is really good. You're always going to get that. And I don't begrudge one person of doing that. Not a single person. But a lot of times I think the guys that sometimes put the cart in front of the horse are the guys that almost live by the game by game, by the moment type of thing, instead of looking at the big picture. And what I mean by that is, you know, the I think this team is going to be a lot better than we all think type of stuff, all right? There are a lot of things to get fixed with this team, a lot of things. And, you know, the good news is, and I don't know if you guys saw that piece, what's really cool now is the way the Red Wings are working. You're starting to see a lot of these guys in the system. There was a good piece about how many good players there are now to see in Grand Rapids. Not that there hasn't been, because, I mean, the Griffins, anybody on the west side will tell you, the Griffins have just been a top-notch team for a long time. But before, it was a lot of kind of veterans as opposed to the young guys that may be there a year, may be there a couple years, and then move on to Detroit. And it's interesting because you really do, and if you haven't been out to Van Andel, shame on you. Get out there. I mean, it's a great venue to see the game. The Griffins are a first-rate franchise. There's no doubt about that. We've had Bob Kayser on before. Just a gentleman, does a great job calling the games. But that's the interesting thing now is you're starting to see the guys that they're not going to be at Grand Rapids long. Okay, so I really don't think that this is going to be a long process. This isn't the Detroit Tigers. There's no light at the end of the tunnel for the Tigers right now. There just isn't. Want me to lie? Oh, yeah, it's coming close. All these guys are going to be up this year. They're not going to be up this year. They're not going to be close this year. We all know that. With the Red Wings, there are a slew of guys that are moving through the system, moving through the pipeline, and especially, you know, ending up in Grand Rapids where, quite frankly, in a few years, it might be next year, it might be 2 years from now, you know, they're going to be able to unveil them. But there's a lot of work with the parent club that needs to be done first. And that's why I'm always going to go back to this because, in my opinion, he's 100% right when Steve Yzerman said, you know, be patient. This isn't going to happen overnight. You know, we got a lot of work to do. A lot of the work has to do with a young team and trying to get the most out of a young team as well. All right? I will get your thoughts, 313-396-5527. You can text the Sports Radio to 21000. By the way, we have to time sync.
We do. I thought you were going to somewhere else. I was like,
30, 31, 32, 33.
Like 34. 1.5? 2 seconds?
Whoa. Oh, wait a second. 38, 39. 40. It's about 3. About 3.
All right. Yours is a little quicker than mine.
45, 46, 47, 48, 49.
Dan, did you say we need to do a third clock sync?
Maybe we do, all over the great state of Michigan.
Quiet strength. It is informational and pragmatic. It is compassionate, determined, relentless, and giving. Quiet strength comes from the heart, and it also comes from the brain. Wanting to do the right thing is noble, but discovering how to do the right thing is impactful and lasting. The rehabilitation of traumatic brain injury is what we do at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor. The knowledge, the expertise, the innovation, they come from the brain. Dedicating our lives to the lives of those affected by TBI is also what we do at the Eisenhower Center. The compassion, the respect, the concern, they come from the heart. Our goal is to share our quiet strength with you.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort is Central Michigan's entertainment destination, and Ascend is your newest and hottest spot for every live sporting event. With craft beer, specialty cocktails, a full dining menu, and Ascend Watch and Win promotions, you'll want to catch every college and pro game at Ascend. Then stick around for live entertainment or explore Soaring Eagle's other newly opened features, like the beautiful new poker room and non-smoking gaming area. Ascend is open now, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Matt Shepard here from my friends at Meijer. Hey, get ready for the fall with a trip to Meijer for all your favorite harvest and Halloween goodies. 10-count bags of mini pumpkins or gourds are $4.99. Bags of Brock's Family Harvest Candy are 2 for $5. Are you hungry for cookies? Me too. Loft House cookies are buy one, get one free. And pie pumpkins are just $1.50 each. Folks, it is scary good how good the savings are right now at Meijer.
You could say I'm just like anyone. I work a job until the day is done. But that ain't what I'm living for. Yeah, I was meant for so much more. I got to get a better view. That's why I'm thinking maybe me and you get lost, find a dot on the map. I'll go with you wherever and talk about forever. As we're together, I'm in. Let's get lost, where the stars burn brighter. We're building us a fire tonight. Let's get lost, grab a bourbon from the backseat. We'll sip and pick a six string tonight. And I wish I may, oh I wish I might, see a shooting star tonight. Middle of nowhere else to be.
Oh, man. How can we talk about that guy without, like, saying his name? Can you think of a really good way we could talk about that guy without saying his name? If you guys can get creative and think of a way we could talk about that guy without saying his name.
You could go with his handle. His handle is not...
What is it? Sexy Troop Lover?
Sexy Troop Love, maybe? Lover?
I'm going to look it up right now. Let's see. Yes, at Sexy Troop Lover. Is there any way, can we reach out to him and like type him a letter? Dear Barry, You make me laugh on a daily basis.
We even like send screenshots of what he says.
I love. There's nothing better than when he jumps in some conversation.
How is he like the first guy to comment on everybody's tweets?
I love when he jumps in and just says the most outlandish things and people don't know what his game is and they get so mad. That is the gosh damn funniest stuff. Oh my gosh. Anyway, yeah, good. Fantastic then. Hi, good morning. Glad you could join us. Hope the Old Americana band went well last night. They were at home at the Bob. At a show there last night. They're going to be at the Majestic tonight. $25 cover, so go check them out. Maybe somebody checked them out last night inside Home at the Bob, and if you did, let us know how it went. Good times had by all.
they were like all over the place in Grand Rapids yesterday, so I'm sure they were drawing a crowd if they, I mean, they were on the news, they were on a radio show over there, so they must have been, I'm sure they got a crowd in there. I mean, the Bob is like popping 7 days a week anyway. So.
Sure, sure. Such a great town. I know you and I talked about it before. You've been out there a few times. Ryan, have you spent some extensive time out there? I mean, there's just so much to do. It's amazing. It really is.
Sorry, I'm working on a little project here for you.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. So
Does it involve Barry?
I don't know. It could.
I love Barry. I do. I'm a big fan. Big fan. No, so busy weekend. We talked a little bit about Michigan and Penn State yesterday. We're going to do some more later on in the show today as well. Andy Staples had an interesting piece about Mark D'Antonio and if this is the end. Look, there have been rumors about Mark D'Antonio going into the summer months. They've been out there. I really... For our CN 900 viewers, it's no longer my face. It's Barry's face. Oh my gosh. Okay, listen. I want to get into this after 7 o'clock, especially for the Spartan fans out there. I'm sure that you've heard the rumors and innuendo and speculation about Mark D'Antonio anyway. I don't know it to be true. I think it has to be brought up. It's been brought up now in this piece, and I think it has to be brought up. I think what's unfair about it is this speculation and these rumors about Coach D'Antonio and his future have been out there before the season started. And I think, just one man's opinion, I think some people are thinking, well, because Michigan State is now 4-3, this is why this is being talked about. The rumors and speculation of Mark D'Antonio leaving have been out there for months now. You're just going to have to trust me. I'm going to tell you point blank, I have no idea if they're real. None. Zero. Zilch. I don't have any idea. But I know they've been out there because I've heard about them since the summertime. I want to get into that after 7 o'clock. Do a lot of college football. After 7 o'clock, I'm still looking at that picture on CN 900, and I'm just giggling. You reminded me who that guy was, too, and that's the funniest thing. That makes it even funnier. So I'm a big fan of Barry's work. So a lot of college football stuff to get into. I'm going to throw a poll out there in a little bit. Because growing up for me, I think we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I'm going to ask both of you because I have a feeling I'm going to use you both as guinea pigs and see if you think the way that I think you're going to think. Back in the NFC Central days, or for the NFC North, because the NFC North has been, you know, a good period of your lives now, who was the one team that you hated? Like, Dan, who is the team in the division? Like you, of course you want to see him beat everybody, but there's that little extra spice. There's that little extra spice for blank in the division. For me, it was the Bears. I hated the Bears. Hated the Bears. And I got to be honest with you, as I've grown older, guess what? I still hate the Bears. I love going there. The city's great. Even going to the spaceship. Old Soldier Field was so much better, but even going to the spaceship, it's just a fun time. But, like, I just wanted the Lions to beat the Bears. So is there one of the teams in the division that you, for whatever reason, that's the team that you just want to see them get the most? I have found that people younger than me all say the Packers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, because – we grew up watching Brett Favre just destroy the Lions.
Take our heart. Same with you, Ryan.
No, I'm more in the Bears camp.
Really?
Just because they've always seemed not good in my life, and we lose to them. And now
that's
good
logic.
That, and now I've friends that live in from Chicago, so now it's, you know, the ribbing back and forth. So, but Bears always just seem beatable. No matter, even their Super Bowl years, they have Sexy Rexy Grossman as their quarterback. You can't beat Rex Grossman.
I can still hear Lovie Smith. My gosh.
You can't beat Kyle Orton. You can't beat Jay Cutler.
Bob Avellini, Vince Evans. It's my
whole
life.
Cade McCown.
It's my whole life. Then they got really good during the Ditka era, and they were like kind of the measuring stick. I always say this. One of my favorite Lion games ever, and it's so weird, I guess, was the 91 season when they literally punched the Bears in the face and the Bears didn't do anything. That's like one of my favorite games, like, ever. I'm not joking. It was just such a fun game. And, you know, even at that point in time, you're going, is this real? Is this real? And they just punched the Bears in the face. It was awesome. But I'm with you. Part of it was they were so good, and then part of it was we should be beating them. They're never that good in those other eras. All right, numbers 313-396-5527. We'll get your thoughts next all over the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Did you know you can watch boys and girls sports live and recorded on the archives at MHSAA.TV? That's MHSAA.TV. Log on and watch high school teams in all sports from all across Michigan, courtesy of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And also the MHSAA takes pride in what they do for our boys and girls, our sons and daughters, on and off the field, on and off the court, on and off the ice, on and off every playing surface at every high school in Michigan. So special thanks to all the parents, coaches, and administrators for what they do to allow kids to experience high school sports in Michigan. And if you want to watch the action live, boys and girls sports, go to MHSAA.TV.
When you manage a nonprofit organization, you strive every day to fulfill its mission, whether assisting those in crisis or helping them realize their dreams. And all the while, you're facing challenges of your own, such as dwindling resources and increased demand for services, leaving little time to address daily operational, compliance, and accounting issues. That's where we come in. We're Bean Gardner. And while your nonprofit works to serve others, we work to serve you, helping you find ways to reduce costs, embark on a capital campaign, analyze growth, or manage compliant issues and requirements. Whether you provide health and human services, support arts and culture, promote education and research, or focus on the environment and animals, we help those who help others. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Gardner. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Gardner.
Good morning, friends. How are you? So, Ryan, you tell me about that site. That's pretty cool. So I just put up a poll before Ryan formulates his thoughts. Lion fans, this divisional rival was the one you wanted to see the Lions beat most. The Packers, the Bears, the Vikings, or the Bucks? Now, if you're wondering, the Buccaneers were once in the division. I wrote, the Central. The Buccaneers were once in the division. And I used Elke logic to explain the Bucs. Back then, the Lions were usually better than the Bucs. I mean, the Bucs were such a woebegone franchise for so long. And as the good Lord is my witness, maybe I'll have to myth bust this. It seems like they split with the Buccaneers constantly. Just even when they fooled around with being good, like in the late 70s and early 80s with Doug Williams, it just seemed like they'd split with the Bucs constantly. Oh, it was infuriating. So we can check on that in a little bit. But you found a pretty good – somebody told you about a site?
Yeah, there was a New York Times article from not that long ago about what's the best rivalry in sports. And there's a website where you can actually go and vote for your team's rivals. So it just uses fans, you know, own feelings. It's called knownrivalry.com. And so you just get to see how your fan base ranks your top rivals.
That's awesome.
And it shows, and you can see kind of how they feel about you too. See if the feeling's mutual.
Well, I've said it. I think we had this topic when I was first in here. The Lions have been without a legitimate rival for a long time. Because number one, I don't think we can agree on who the rival is. And number two, I can sure as hell tell you that they don't look at us as their main rival.
Because if you even look at the NFC North, even not as the Lions fans, you say the number one rivalry in the division is Bears-Packers.
Sure. What did the Vikings say? My guess is they said Green Bay. Look up what the Vikings said.
They said Green Bay, then Chicago, then New Orleans.
Well, now you understand where that comes from.
And then Detroit.
Isn't that pathetic? So where's the highest that Detroit is listed? Let's do a little experiment on the air. Like, look up both the Vikings, the Bears and the Packers as well, and see where the Lions are. Are the Lions listed, like, third or fourth on everybody's? And then you have to look up Tampa as well. Isn't this funny? Because as a generational thing, like, my dad would be the first guy to tell you, back in the day, you know, you're talking 50 years ago, Lions pack all day.
So the Lions ranked number two with the Bears.
Oh.
Tampa Bay is not ranked on Detroit's rivals, but for Tampa Bay, Detroit is ranked like sixth, coming in a shade over 1%.
Yeah.
It's been 18, 19 years.
It's been a long time.
Since the Central broke up.
And just the Lions overall, this is not just divisional games, this is overall 31 and 26 against Tampa Bay, which is their third best winning percentage against modern teams.
As the good Lord is my witness, it seemed like they split with the Bucs every year, even when the Bucs were awful. That was just always my perception. So it doesn't surprise me that it's in the neighborhood of 500. It just, my goodness gracious. And it seems like Barry Sanders got caught from behind like multiple times against Tampa. That's one of my memories as a kid, so to speak. So the highest the Lions are listed on somebody else's is the Bears have them at third.
Bears have them at two.
At two?
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad at all. So ahead
and
the
feeling's mutual, I guess, with the Lions because the Bears are ranked second behind the Packers.
I hated the Bears. I did. And then the whole, you remember, I'm sure you guys have seen it, the Bears, that whole Saturday Night Live thing, and, oh, I hated the Bears.
Ugh. You had to admit that was funny.
Oh, it's funny as hell. You know what, and there's, you can put.
Thank God you didn't say that other word.
You're gonna tell me that hell isn't funny? No, the thing is about I respected the Bears, but I hated them. I think both can exist. I respected the heck out of the Bears, but I hated their...
I mean, to probably Dan and I, beating the Packers just seems impossible. How can you be a rival when you're just not winning? Michigan, Ohio State. I don't get how you can view one as a rival when you just don't win.
Yeah. Well, for me, see, I remember the days when you guys know this, right? They would play a couple games a year at County Stadium in Milwaukee, like Green Bay. Like, it was funny. I told my kid that, and he thought I was pulling his leg. Because not that I pull my kid's leg or anything, baby carrot. Not that I pull his leg or anything like that. But, like, I told him, I was like, you know, Jack, I always wanted to go see when the Packers were in Milwaukee. They're not Milwaukee. They're in Green Bay. I was like, no, kid, they used to play a couple games. No, they didn't. No, Jack, this time I'm not messing with you. You know, but I remember, you know, that long ago when they were beating Green Bay in Lambeau and Milwaukee or whatever the case may be. You guys grew up in the era where it went from 91 to what, 2015? I mean, that was your entire lifetime, right? You guys never saw the Lions knock off Green Bay in Green Bay. So I can understand, and especially, like, Dan, as you said, you went from Brett Favre ripping your heart out to Aaron Rodgers ripping your heart out. That's been your lifetime. That's been your lifetime. So I can't blame you. I lived with Jim McMahon and Walter Payton, and then which Bear linebacker is going to knock out which Lion quarterback today? That was a fun game to play. And when I say knockout, I mean knockout. I mean, just, they were so ferocious. And you know what it was? It was the Bears were everything that you wish the Lions were. And I think that's what made, for me personally, when the Lions just punched them in the face in 91, that was awesome to me. 16-6. I remember it plain as day. And it was just, they out-bared the Bears. And it was like, I think for me, it was the first time that year, even though, you know, they had some big wins and, you know, they beat the crap out of that Cowboy team the first of two in that season. I think that was the first time where I was really like, oh my gosh, I think this is real. And then they just kept winning. All right, interested to get your thoughts. 313-396-5527. Texas Sports Radio to 21,000. All right, let me ask you this. Let's stay in the NFL. And Ryan, I'm going to put you to work. There are a couple teams in the AFC West that kind of live the Lions' life. Because, and what I mean by that is, like, Kansas City might say, well, the Raiders are our biggest guy. And so might the Chargers. And so might, you know, there's a lot of that goes on in the old AFC West. And take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. Like, you know, the Redskins, my guess is the Redskins are still going to say Dallas is their number one. Philly might just say Dallas is their number one, even over Washington. What about the Giants? I mean, is everybody in that division just going to pick Dallas?
So the Cowboys have Eagles, Washington, Giants, San Fran.
Wow, they put the Eagles over the Skins. That's unbelievable.
Everyone wants to beat Philly, though.
Wow. Yeah, but that, trust me, in my lifetime, that changed. That Washington, Dallas, ugh, it used to be ugly.
And the funny thing about it is that San Francisco has the Cowboys ranked as their second rival.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, coming in at 28%.
Who's number one for Frisco?
Seattle?
Oh. Yeah, I'm interested. What about, like, the Philly and Washington, the Cards will probably pick Dallas, too, back when they were in the division and now that they're one state from each other.
Yeah, Phillies have the Cowboys at 60% of the vote. And apparently not enough Redskin fans have voted for them to be Dallas. There's no more Washington fans.
Daniel Snyder put a stop to the poll.
Dan Snyder's at the top. They got Dan Snyder.
The Giants have the Eagles as their number one rival.
Yeah, that's interesting. What's the name of this site?
KnownRivalry.com.
I'm going to go hours of enjoyment today. I'm
sorry, No Rivalry.
KnowRivalry.com?
Yeah, KNOW.
All right.
Now, is it just football? It's all sports or what?
No, it has
Ooh.
MLB,
ooh.
MLS, NBA, NHL, NCAA football.
Wow.
You can go vote and if you want to add to the data.
I'm going down that rabbit hole today. I know what I'm doing this afternoon.
I want to see who Temple's biggest rival is.
Oh, I've been waiting for that for years. Zip-zop, zip-a-da-zop, it's Bill Cosby. Take that shirt off, Cosby. You don't represent us. I got no problem taking my shirt off.
I didn't mean to set that one up. I swear.
Zip-zop, zip-a-da-zop. It was there. Come on. All right, numbers again, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. So for whatever it's worth, Freddie said, I just remember Bud Grant, Jerry Burns, always handing it to us. And I believe the Vikings own this, the overall series. Secretly, though, I've always been a fan of them. Great team and players they've had over the years, and I mean great players. Unfortunately, Vikings 34-17. On Sunday. Well, we'll wait and see about that.
You don't even want to know how bad the Lions have been against the Vikings overall.
What's the overall record?
39-74.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, that's horrific. You know, the Vikings, Freddie's right. Like, in my lifetime, see, I remember, Freddie, you probably, Fran Tarkington, and then Tommy Kramer. And then they went through that period where they had just a few good teams, and then they got really good again in the late 80s with, like, Culpepper and Robert Smith and Randy Moss. But they've always been, like, a bridesmaid. They've always been a bridesmaid. And at least, you know, back in the day, they made Super Bowls when I was a kid, but they haven't been since, what, Super Bowl 11? I think Super Bowl 11 is their last time. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. If I'm not mistaken, they've lost four? Did they lose four of the first 11? I think the Vikings have been to four Super Bowls and they're 0-4. Fact check me on that. Let's see. They lost to the Steelers. They lost to the Raiders. They lost to the Dolphins. Did the Chiefs beat him in Super Bowl IV?
It does say four appearances, zero
wins.
They're
0-4. So I think it's the Chiefs beat him in Super Bowl IV. The Dolphins beat them in Super Bowl VIII. They went back-to-back years because then the Steelers beat them, and then they lost to the Raiders in Super Bowl XI. I think they went to four of the first 11, and they lost all four. Gosh, I'm kind of nerdy for knowing that off the top of my head. But, no, Freddie, you're right. I mean, back then they were good teams that at least, you know, went to the Super Bowl a few times. They've had a slew of good teams. And remember how good that – you guys would have been too young. The Morton Anderson year where Gary Anderson, where he missed a field goal all year, and it happened at the worst time against the Falcons in the playoffs, and the Falcons end up going to the Super Bowl. Vikings have always had good teams. I think that's the problem. They just, you know, they were never able to, quote-unquote, get it done. In case you were wondering how our things are going out right now, 75% of you are saying the Pack. 75% are saying the Pack. 12% the Bears. 5% the Vikes. 8% said Tampa. I love the creamsicle uniform, so I do. The creamsicle uniforms were just so money. So money. Now, can I ask you this? Do you think a lot of people are saying the Pack because the Monday night robbery is fresh in their mind? Do you think maybe they're voting with emotion as opposed to how they might really
feel? We did
feel?
Get a text from, I believe, Rob in Columbus. He said that he'd like to put a write-in vote for the refs being the Lions' biggest rival.
We should do that, Rob. Thank you. I wish I could add one more. I wish I could add one more to that. Yeah. I don't know. I like the divisional rivalries. There's a different. I'm sorry. I really do think there's a different buzz in the field, and Minnesota's one of the teams that the Lions are measuring themselves against. Make no mistake about it. You know, I talk about it all the time. If you don't believe me, go back and look at their recent history. They've been on an NFL elevator. This Viking team, up and down and up and down, and you know, the year that everybody thinks they're going to take the proverbial next step, they take a step backwards.
Who did you say Minnesota has lost the Super Bowl to?
I want to say Kansas City in Super Bowl IV, the Dolphins in Super Bowl VIII, the Steelers in Super Bowl IX, and the Raiders in Super Bowl XI.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's really impressive.
I used to know the scores. Do you have the scores up?
I do.
All right. 32-14 in Super Bowl XI? Was it 32-14?
Yes.
16-6 in Super Bowl.
Are you looking at this?
No. Look, what do you want me to do? Let me stand here.
Want me to stand here?
16-6 in Super Bowl IX. Give me a second. I'm going to think about it. See, this is the one I'm going to miss. I know I'm going to miss it. Because the Vikings, they beat the Redskins 14-7, and then they beat the Vikings. I don't remember that one. 24-7.
Yep.
And then the other one was, that was Super Bowl IV, Lenny Dawson, Hank Stram matriculating down the field, 23-7?
Wow.
Thank you.
That's very impressive.
I used to do it all. Like, I don't know, pick a Super Bowl from back then. If you have them up in front of your face, I used to, when I was a kid, I just memorized stuff like that. I wish I could explain it to you.
That's all right.
Nerdy.
I know the presidents.
Do you really?
Well, most of them.
I know the Stanley
in order.
I know the Stanley Cups and the Conn Smythe Trophy winners too. It's pretty pathetic when you think about it. All right, numbers 313-396-5527. You can text us sports, a little college football talk when we come back all over the great state of Michigan. B mornings, a little college football talk when we come back all over. For the great state of Michigan, glad you can join us on a Friday morning.
It's the Off Color Comedy Tour, Saturday, October 26th, off the cuff and off the hook, featuring Sean Wayne.
Thanksgiving dinner is usually really messy, loud, lots of fun, and horrible for the person who hosted it, because they all eat and then they leave just bones and
David Allen Greer and Tommy Davidson from In Living Color. Tickets are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box offices or online at etix.com. One night only. Sean Wayans.
We're all like really, really funny during Thanksgiving. And we're really funny and then we get sleepy.
David Allen Greer.
People treat you different when they know you old. I go to strip clubs now. I can't get a lap dance unless I bring a note from my doctor. That's messed up.
And Tommy Davidson from In Living Color.
You're walking down the grocery aisle, you see a white woman talking into a baby carriage like whatever sitting there got me about 40. She talking into the baby carriage. Look at me now. When we left the car, did we or did we not have an agreement?
Saturday, October 26th, the Off-Color Comedy Tour. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Fall sports season is upon us, and the team from Metro Health, University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine are there for all the athletes, all ages, throughout this great state of Michigan. If your son or daughter has suffered an injury and they want to get back to play in the games they love to play, go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine or stop by any of their locations throughout West Michigan. No matter the injury or the sport, no matter what the age, the sports team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine can help your son or daughter get back to playing the games they love to play. And if you're a weekend warrior like me and you've suffered an injury, you can stop by any of the Metro Health locations or go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. Talk to the pros at metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com.